look in the dictionary, under the word saunter,
with a Chinese menu in
under head. Leisurely saunter, and you're going to see a photo of KFGO news director Paul Juergens. You ready now? You sauntered in. Everything okay?
I'm here. 4:06, right? Still 4:06.
4:06:42 right now.
On the big new clock we got from Wisconsin.
Is that where that came from?
Well, it's lacrosse technology.
That's a brand name. Was it actually sent from the home office?
It's one of those big, set by the big clock in Colorado, Fort Collins.
You sent me the link for the big clock in Colorado.
It's synced to it.
Synced.
So I'm here, right on time.
Good, good, good. Have you seen the KFGO pickup?
Yes, I've seen the pickup. Got you out of that scrape.
Well, thank you. Thank you for handling that scrape.
James and I handled it all. Got the window fixed. Got the oil changed for the big trip to Kansas. Are you going to take the sandbags that are in the box along for traction?
No.
There's three sandbags.
There's a larger worry of the tires melting in Manhattan than... Okay. Needing sandbags for traction.
Remove the sandbags.
We'll remove the sandbags.
We don't need those. And then there's Daniel, there's a rollaway that we're going to send along for Daniel.
Oh, no, no.
Really?
No.
I just was bringing a sleeping bag and a board.
No, that's all I thought I was going to get.
No.
The McFeely family stopped by Target last night and purchased one of those inflatable air mattress beds with the pump and everything.
And he can ride in the back of the box all the way down there.
Yeah. Because it'll be really plenty warm, and there's no forecast for rain.
No.
So that way, we'll just strap him down in the back of the pickup with the air mattress bed with a couple
of
bungees.
No, Rudy will be in the air-conditioned cab.
Yeah, Rudy's riding up front. We'll put a blanket down. Sean got upset with me last time Rudy was in the cab. Some hair.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
So that's all fixed. We got it just like that. I got on the horn yesterday and got it going, and they fixed the window, vacuumed the glass.
Who says that?
Changed the oil.
I got a horn.
You're ready to roll, buddy.
Ready to rock and roll.
Take care of you.
I appreciate that, Jeremy. 4 o'clock. I'll be going on Thursday, by the way. Just so everybody knows, around the building. I'm leaving Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Okay.
4 o'clock, four pack.
Should become an issue? Or
No, it hasn't been an issue at all.
Let's not make it one.
That's not.
Nope. Okay.
4 o'clock, four pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show.
You're working.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. People are curious around this building. Number four.
Yes.
There was a study, Jergy, by Johns Hopkins.
A lot of studies.
Yep,
that's a
lot
famous
of studies.
Medical institution.
Yes, over there in what, Baltimore? Is that where Johns Hopkins is?
I believe so.
They did a study of an emergency room in Baltimore,
right.
And they found out the five beers, I don't know why they would do the study.
We have an RN with a clipboard?
Sure. What kind of beer are you drinking? Five beers linked most to emergency room visits. Not sure why you would do this. Not sure what it means. Don't care, but it's interesting.
Yes. Well, it made the list.
Guess what those five would be. Just get two of them.
Okay. Emergency room visits, the beer they were drinking, Baltimore. I'm going to say Bud Light. Is one.
Yes, that's one. Okay. Yep.
I will say Keystone.
No, you're wrong there. Nope.
Miller?
Nope. You were down the right track with Bud Light.
Budweiser. Okay, I got all right.
Budweiser, Bud Light, Bud Ice.
That's got a little more strength
to it. Yes.
Yes, it does.
Colt 45.
People still drink that?
Apparently they do in Baltimore. And Steel Reserve.
Now, that must be a local.
I think that's also a malt liquor type brand. Yeah. Budweiser, Steel Reserve, Colt 45, Bud Ice, and Bud Light were found to have been drunk by patients at Johns Hopkins Hospital over a one-year period more than any other brand. Three of the beers are malt liquors, which typically have higher alcohol content, according to a pilot study.
Is Bud Ice, is that considered a malt
liquor?
I think
it is, yes.
Steel Reserve.
Both. There's three of them. Steel Reserve, right. Colt 45, Bud Ice are malt liquors.
Yeah, that Bud Ice, it's high test, I understand.
Study was done looking at patients on Friday and Saturday nights. 73 of the 105 patients admitted to drinking alcohol before their injury. So what conclusion could you come to? If 73% of all emergency room visits out of 105 involved alcohol.
I'm not going to draw a conclusion. It's coincidence, perhaps.
It's not coincidence. Drinking alcohol might lead to some sort of accident or injury is what I could conclude
in my very unscientific way. I think that's the conclusion, perhaps, right?
Yeah. The story that I'm reading still doesn't say why they, what difference it makes. Does it matter? Well, I don't think that it does.
It made the four-pack.
I guess that makes it matter then. Number three, I know that Jack and Sandy were talking about this on their program with, I believe, a DNR type guy, but there was a wolf attack. Some people say wolf attack. I say wolf attack.
Somebody in this building says wolf.
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 Wolf attack.
Yes.
Washington. Wash your clothes.
And I'm not going to bring up, I promised him I'm not going to bring up the gap in his teeth anymore.
No, don't. Terry Spies, don't.
No.
Oh, the other guy.
So let's just.
All right. A wolf attack in Minnesota by Lake Winnebogoshish, I believe. A teenager.
16-year-old.
Well, that's a teenager.
Yeah, he was in the tent.
Took a chomp to the head and some other chomps to other parts of his body. And they, in the end, I think, dropped the hammer on the wolf.
They dispatched it.
They dispatched it.
Yes, they did.
They shot it, all right.
Very rare. The DNR says it's the first documented injury that's of any serious consequence by a wolf in Minnesota that they know of. He had staples. He had a wound in his head. His girlfriend was there. You know what she did?
No.
When this happened?
Went to get some Steel Reserve?
She ran to the car.
Smart girl.
Yes.
I'm very proud of her.
She ran to the vehicle.
If I was her father, I'd say, way to go. Good
and
job.
They had,
save yourself
there's
first.
Two or three other friends there when this wolf came up and took a whack out of his head.
Ah.
And then ran back into the woods.
He
kicked it, and it. I guess it left, according to the accounts, reluctantly, even though he got kicked.
It must have been sick or something,
well,
right?
I don't
must
know.
Have been something going
They're
on.
They're doing testing. They're testing it for rabies. You could have the results today or tomorrow.
Oh, no, I hope it didn't.
Well,
otherwise,
a wolf?
That poor guy is...
A wolf?
Well,
no.
Well, it's not automatic
that
it's
rabies.
No,
it's not, but we don't... If I don't know. I mean...
Well, I'm glad they're testing it.
And did they get the right wolf?
Well,
now
they said...
They think so.
They think so. It matches the description is the way that the news story... It matched the description.
5'9".
Yeah. 5'11" with the afro. Yep. You know, gray hair in the back, kind of fading to brown in the front.
Kind of a long snout.
Teeth, kind of yellow. Long snout. Big schnoz. Yep.
Well, it's fortunate that he wasn't more seriously hurt, but he's got a story to tell.
Yeah, well, not the wolf. The wolf was seriously
hurt
and doesn't have a story to tell.
No,
he's
no,
done.
No, Noah.
Oh, no, Noah.
Yes,
that's the kid.
Victim. The victim.
Okay.
So he says he's not sleeping out for a while.
Well, good thinking. Do we need to worry about wolf attacks down in Kansas
State? I don't think so.
When Pinto's out in the back of the pickup in the parking lot of the...
No, he'll be in the rollaway.
Of the Candlewood Suites.
He'll be in the rollaway at night. Inside.
No, he won't. He'll get in the back of the KFGO pickup with the inflatable air mattress.
Oh, okay. Inflatable what?
Inflatable
air mattress.
Do I get a topper?
I didn't know he was bringing anyone.
Oh, you threw me for a loop there. Inflatable what?
Maybe
What's
I should
name?
Go along.
Maybe you should. Inflatable news director.
No. Uh-uh.
Number two, speaking of odd animal stories,
yes.
not
are.
Talking about Pinto.
Talking, talking about old number 56?
No.
That's the dead bear.
What dead bear?
In Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry. I was on my
list.
What
happened to the story?
Well, I don't know.
What
old
happened
56.
To the bear?
Old thing.
Let me quickly Google this. Talk for a while.
It's an old bear?
Oh, here it is. Bear number 56.
How would you like to just be? He's just a number.
Wildlife officials say the world's oldest known wild black bears died of old age at 39 and a half. Bear number 56. They just named it with a number.
Yep.
Now, this couldn't have belonged to that kooky bear researcher guy, could it have?
No, it doesn't belong to anybody.
Well, because he used to name his bears before the DNR kicked him out of the research business.
Well, he's fighting that.
Not going to win. But he named them, you know, Sally and... Daniel and Old Yeller and things like that. This is just old bear number 56.
Lived a good old life.
Lived a long life.
Did you see what the researcher said about old 56? Read down a little further there.
Died a fitting death for a fine old bear. Was it getting into a picnic basket up there at Voyageurs National Park, or what was it doing?
No, she found him. She found the carcass
Ranger Smith. That's a coincidence, too. Ranger Smith.
It's not Ranger Smith.
A small, friendly bear was found near the body of old number 56.
That's not what it says either.
Well, I'm just making this up.
You are making it up as you go. There's a researcher there. Her last name is Royce, and she's the one that found the bear. And I'm sure they're tagged. So
Boyce,
they know.
Yes.
Yes, Boyce. And I'm sure they know that that's old 56 and lived a good old life. She says it's because the black bear, I believe, was a she. It's hard to know when it's a number.
Sure. Very impersonal.
Probably lived a long life because it was in an isolated area. Probably didn't have much contact with people and vehicles. Because bears and there was a bear hitting Otter Tail County the other night.
There was?
Yep.
What the heck?
Highway 29.
Huh.
Didn't make the news, but we knew about it.
It's on the report, was it?
The docket.
Well, very quick. The other story that we're going to have for number two is actually a deer going through a church in Moorhead.
Trinity yesterday. Yeah. Tore the place up.
Old number 39,
No, didn't have a number. It was a little fawn.
Oh.
And they had just came into the office midday yesterday, kind of went through some glass.
That's sad.
And they animal control, Moorhead police there. And somebody had some video of the injured deer. They had to. You know.
Speaking of animal control, the attack turkey is no longer at the intersection there by the senior apartments there in Moorhead by the Hemcom Center. Do you have any sources in Moorhead, Jurgi? Do we know what became of the old attack turkey? Old number 13?
I did have some contact with some people there today, but it didn't come up. I didn't quiz them.
I think that somebody took care of it. After they heard me talking about it, put video of it on the YouTube, I think somebody went out in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Yeah. Put out a little pile of corn. Here comes old number 13 out down from the river bottoms. And next thing you know, old number 13's on a spit in somebody's backyard.
I think
that's what happened.
No.
The turkey's gone. It wasn't there the last two mornings.
Well, let's see. They move around.
They move around. Yeah, sure they do. Number one, on a much more serious topic, Syria, Jurgi. This is the big national and international news story of the day. Allegations, and the UN and John Kerry say not allegations, it's true. The president, Assad, used chemical weapons on his own citizens in the war against the rebels in Syria. U.S. apparently could start firing missiles at Syria as early as Thursday, according to sources.
The defense secretary, Chuck Hagel, said he's just kind of waiting for the word, right, from the White House.
And yep.
Just push the button and get the okay. There's some momentum. Turkey, the United Kingdom, France, not all happy about this. And so maybe there would be some sort of
coalition,
perhaps, but it wouldn't be troops coming in. It would be airstrikes. But then,
are we talking airstrikes now,
or missiles?
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought when we send our F-16s over there.
No, they go up, they go down.
Okay.
But then you've got, don't you have the potential for innocent victims?
Yes, you do.
Casualties, fatalities. Yes, so I don't know. And Syria said that they will use all means available to defend themselves. I don't know what kind of means
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But, and then, as you said, Thursday. Well, did we tell them we're coming Thursday?
I think we kind of did, yeah.
Well,
they don't know where we're coming.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I'm guessing that President Assad's not going to be at his house.
Is it this Thursday? Maybe it's a week from Thursday.
Could be.
Just some Thursday.
We're just bluffing, doing the Statue of Liberty play on in Syria.
Maybe. So it's, I mean, if they've been gassing their people, it sure appears that way. I think that the UN is still kind of snooping around and trying to confirm that, but that's what the indications are, right?
We have moved assets in place to be able to fulfill and comply with whatever option the president wishes to take, Hagel said. We are ready to go. There you go.
Yeah. Sounds like we're going to do something.
Sounds like we're pretty much going to bomb Syria.
Well.
Not good.
All right. Okay.
Maybe old bear number 56 had the right idea.
What?
Not being around anymore with the world going to heck in a handbasket.
We'll see. It looks like there's, and I think the president's got a news conference tomorrow, and I guess, what do you think one of the first questions will be? It's during the day.
What happened to Bear 56?
No. About Syria.
Oh, are you going to shoot missiles at Syria, Mr. President?
Something like that.
Yeah. I hope somebody asked that question.
I think that it'll come up.
Good.
It's during the day tomorrow. And, you know, that's the problem with presidential news conferences during the day is not a lot of people can listen, or not everybody can listen and watch them.
But you will. You'll be glued to your radio, CBS News. We'll carry it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO news director. What number should we give him, Pinto?
Number,
number 47.
Four, because he's behind Dick Bramer and myself and you. So he's number four.
Old number four. Old number four, Paul Juergens.